Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Lavina, and it's Wednesday night. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad. Love, Santa. Butterbeer.
Yo, this is the mayor, and I'm not giving it to people on the sports tip, man. Let them know what time it really is in the world of sports. I'm checking out the Diva Squad, man, every Wednesday on GQ Palace Radio. Get with the program.
Difficulties, not on our end, Blog Talk, but we're here now, and we want you all to enjoy. So with that being said, good evening, Dons and Divas. Welcome to another episode of GQ Powers Radio Love Fantasy, a place where you can enjoy grown and sexy topics, as well as the best slow jams. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. I am T.
And this is Rachel L.
Hello. Hey. Honey, listen, I was getting all sad faced up in here.
Me too. Snotty nose and all like a big old baby.
I said, what is going on? But that's all right. You know, we got it together, and we're going to carry on like ain't nothing ever happened.
Exactly.
So how's your week been?
Well, my week has been fabulous, I must say. I did have 2 days off in a row, and I'm so grateful for that, yes.
Ooh!
So
you go, girl.
Thank you. I got a lot of rest in and a lot of exercise in, yes. How was your week so far?
I can't complain. Okay. You know, I've been sad-faced because I took my little man back home Saturday, so, I keep looking around the house because he's supposed to be here, you know?
Yes. Aww.
But other than that, you know, trying to beat this heat and all the other mess, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Because yesterday was like a scorcher, man.
Yesterday was definitely a scorcher. It was another pretty hot one today if you were out.
Yeah.
I know I went and took a walk around the track today, and I took a job, and it was some kind of hot. Oh,
yeah, But, you know, it wasn't as bad as yesterday.
Oh, yes.
But, you know, the good thing about it, like, where I live, right, only, like, maybe 2 minutes away driving across the tracks.
Mm-hmm.
It's, like, towards the beach. And even though hot as it was yesterday, if you go over that way, it's like a breeze. And, you know, you can just sit out and enjoy it, not in the sun, like, find a shaded area. And it was so nice, you know.
Wow.
But I wasn't going out there on that beach and that sun beating down on my head. Nobody. You know, and they said that the people still was, like, jumping out the water like the water was freezing.
So
I'm like, wow. But, you know, I plan to get over there before the summer's over, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But I got my water
right in my backyard. My pool is officially open today. Yes.
Excuse me, and I ain't been invited. We need to have a GQ Palace thing up in there.
Yes, we just opened up the pool this morning, and everything's looking good. The water is nice and clear. I love it. I have not gone in it yet. However, we definitely will be planning a barbecue and a pool party as soon as possible.
All right, then. Oh, before I forget.
Thank you.
Before I forget, I want to wish our CEO and executive producer a very, very 3-year happy anniversary. We love you guys, and I wish you many, 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 many more.
Happy anniversary.
Yes, 3 years of happiness and 50, 60, 70, 80, 100 more to go.
Yes.
So definitely want to wish them a happy anniversary, you know, and keep loving each other, and it'll keep going years and years and years from now, so. Again, we love you guys, and thank y'all for being in our corner and having GQ Palace, period.
We love y'all.
With that being said, we're going to jump around the board tonight. How about that?
All right, let's do it.
I don't even know where to start. I got so much that I just want to talk about. So,
wow.
But, you know, I'm going to start with this one.
Mm-hmm.
Why do some men/women feel they have to be in control of the relationship?
Wow, okay. As we go along, I will definitely be answering. Okay, why do some men or women/women think that they have to be in control of a relationship? Oh, my gosh. Okay, in my experience, I have been in the trying of relationships because of the poor choice of mate that I have made in my past experience. I've had to be in control in my relationship because I've chosen the type of male that was not even quality to even be in control of himself, let alone, you know, our relationship. So I can understand, you know, why certain reasons may come about because sometimes they have to. Sometimes one has to. And it should not be like that. I really think it's unequal, it's unbalanced, and it's unhealthy, and it's not a good risk, and there's not going to be a positive outcome from it.
Exactly.
Some people are, however, control freaks, and they feel like they have to control everyone and everything, and that there still is not going to be a good relationship.
Right. Well, I was going to say the same thing about, you know, some people just want to be, you know, think that they're supposed to be in control of everything point blank, you know. But when it comes to you just thinking that you're supposed to control me in a whole, that's not going to happen, you know, because I am a grown woman. I've been raised once. I can't be re-raised, you know. So with that being said, I'm uncontrollable when it comes to that.
Mm-hmm.
So, girl, honey, it's pretty much in a nutshell.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna ask something real silly. Well, it's silly and it ain't silly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But what do you call a person that's in multiple of relationships? Besides the whoremonger.
Yeah, exactly. A cheater, a cheater. Just straight up cheater. No, what else to call it? Multiple relationships, just can't. I'm trying to think of a name for that. If you are in multiple relationships, you are everybody's.
Smut. You're basically, I mean, that's men and women. You're a smut. You're a dog. You grimy. Just eyes and honey. Whoremonger ain't even good enough. You know, and with that, I don't think that person have peace with themselves. You know, you can't be content with yourself. You know, running from this one to that one and that one to that one. You can't be. You can't be happy.
No,
you know, because how can you please all these people?
You can't.
It's no way possible.
There's no way.
So I mean, you know, that was something that just, I mean, it really just popped up like out of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know, and I ain't asking to inquire. I'm asking y'all. So with that being said, 646-238-3838, press the 1 and get on the air with us and give me your feedback on that topic right there. That's definitely a topic that I really want to hear some serious feedback from men and women.
Mm-hmm.
You know, more so the men.
Yeah.
I mean, but you got women out there in multiple relationships too. You know.
Oh, yeah.
And really, you shouldn't even call it a relationship. You know, because there's like, again, like I said, there's no way it can be a relationship.
Exactly. No.
Yeah.
No. Not at all. Not at all. And you can't consider that person single. That person's not single because he or she's not dating or not messing with just one person. So
right.
What do you call? You just call
I mean,
person.
You know, and you know that if they're being with this person, you're definitely sexing it up. Come
mm-hmm.
on.
Yeah.
You know, I can't see it.
Wow. Well, we do have our first caller of the night. We're going to bring that person on, Jamel Shabazz. Good evening, good evening.
Hello.
Good evening, good evening.
How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Have you heard our topic for the night?
No, I happen to be on Facebook, and I happen to be Rachel's cousin. I told her one day I would call in. And I'm
I thought that was you. I thought that was you, cuz. Hi, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am great. Thank you so much for calling and supporting. Thank you. Love you so much.
Well,
go ahead. Later on, MP.
I'm going to give you the couple of topics we've been talking about. And the first one was, why do some men/women feel they have to be in control of the relationship?
The question is, why do some men or women feel they have to be in control of the relationship?
Uh-huh.
My response to that would be, I don't have to be in control, but somebody does. Someone has to navigate the ship. It don't have to be me, but someone has to navigate the ship. Someone has to chart this course. We have to know where we're going.
Okay.
Doesn't have to be me, but it has to be somebody.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah,
right,
somebody
right. And you know, you got a great point there too, because you know, like you said, somebody's got to be responsible for whatever.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's a gross misperception that many people have in America, that if a man per se asserts himself as a man, then he is automatically all of a sudden a control freak. We have to just stop the word control. I mean, everything has a place in a proper order, and everybody has to play their position. And if, you know, I'm a pilot and you're a co-pilot, for us to get our position for just a second, this plane could go totally off course. So we have to play our position at all times. That's
all right now.
This is coming from a man who is on top of his game. He's not just a male or just, you know, a boy, none of that. He's far past these phases. This is a true man. I so look up to this man. I so look up to him, and I admire him, and I pray that my son, when he grows up, is like my cousin. I love you, cuz.
I like one.
Wow. That's what's
likewise.
Up. Okay,
Jamal. Before you ask another question, we do have another caller on. Gilda is waiting. Gilda, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Gilda. Hi. How are you?
Hi.
Okay.
How's everybody tonight?
I'm good. And yourself?
Good, thank you.
Good, good. Thanks for calling.
Not a problem.
Well, our first topic, which Jamal just answered from a man's point of view, was why do some men / women feel they have to be in control of the relationship?
I was listening, and I agree with him. But when are we going to stop labeling things?
Mm-hmm.
Why does
okay.
it have to be control? Why can't I just be his girl and, you know, he's my man, or he takes control, or, you know, I'm very old school and I don't mind being a little submissive when it comes to my man. So why does it have to be that he's in control of me?
Okay. Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Jamal was speaking on that. You know, we all have a place, you know, a pilot and a co-pilot. Somebody has to be, you know, whether it be in control, you know, someone has to be the head and someone has to be next to that person. We got to play our roles, play our places in the relationship. We do have our next caller on. I do believe it's Sweet Daddy Barry. Sweet Daddy Barry. We like to have fun on the show, and
yes, we do.
He definitely throws it in there for us. Daddy Barry, are you there?
Yeah, how you doing? I just got in. I didn't hear the topic.
Oh,
just...
brother.
Okay. The first one we were talking about is why do some men/ women feel they have to be in control of the relationship?
Okay. Want me to answer that first?
Gilda was answering. Well, were you finished, Gilda?
Yes, I am. Hi, okay. Barry.
Oh, hi. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Yeah, you can answer now, Barry, if you like.
Okay. Why? I don't know. Some people want to control it because maybe because of pride. They want to be the boss.
Mm-hmm.
You know. I think you should just work together. You know, and. So, you know, to cater to each other, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, this is for all three of you all. And Jamal, you know, you can go ahead with the answer first if you like, or whoever wants to go. But the second thing we were talking about What do you call a person that's in multiple of relationships?
Well, if it's a girl, she's a freak.
Okay, what about the man?
A player, man. Hello?
Yeah, yes.
Why is it so quiet? I said, if it's a man, he's a player.
If it's a man, he's a player. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. All right, Carl.
Did somebody die around here?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Is my cousin still on the line? His call might have dropped, or he might have been, you know, limited time. He's a very, very busy man.
No, I'm still on the line. I'm still on the line.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
All okay. All right. We have, what was the second topic now, Sister T?
What do you call a person that's in multiple relationships?
It all depends on what the understanding is and what the parameters are. So if I'm in a polyamorous relationship, which I would never be, but if I was in a polyamorous relationship where my woman has the right and the option to be with other men and I have the right and option to be with other women, that would be a polyamorous relationship. I think it's a very dangerous relationship, but those relationships do exist. If I was in a polygynous relationship where I'm a man and I have multiple wives and we have that understanding, then that would be the understanding we have. And, you know, of course, that's our personal business, it shouldn't be set by anyone else. So this is a country that gives you many options. The world is a very big place. And as long as you have an open, honest understanding, I don't see a problem with that. If you're in a monogamous relationship, you come with that understanding, then stick to and abide by the rules. Don't cheat. Be faithful. Keep that, you know, keep that honesty and that trust there, because that's the understanding you came in with. So I don't think it's going to be with anyone. We know we live in a society where they have double standards. We know that, unfortunately, when women go out there and get with multiple men, you know, we label them in a very negative light, unfortunately. We don't have to put in the words up. We know what those words are. When men do it, it's a double standard. They get called, you know, pimps and players and, you know, he's that dude. Unfortunately, double standard does exist, but like I said, you don't have to subscribe to that. That's just societal norms and standards. You can make sense for your own self, you know. I don't think it's fair to name call anybody just because they have a strong sex drive or they like to be with different people. It's not for me, you know what I'm saying, but to each his own.
Right.
Okay. We do have another caller on. However, we'd like to hear your opinion on Gilda and Sweet Daddy. However, we do have Kenny on the line. Kenny, are you there?
Hey, how you doing, Diva?
Hey, Kenny.
Hi.
Hi, how are you tonight? Let me tell you, the topic is relationships. Do you know?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Hold on, Kenny. We're going to let Gilda answer this, and then we're going to come back to you, Kenny.
That sounds wonderful.
Gilda, you still there?
Yes, I'm going to play the devil's advocate, if you just allow me for a moment. I believe in my heart, you have to go back, way back into time. Let's go back to the childhood. Have you ever thought about maybe the male or female has been molested? And bringing this into their childhood, this is what happened to them. They're trying to prove to themselves that they're a man by having all these different women.
Wow.
Even with the female, molested as a child.
Uh-huh.
And she's trying to find herself. Because herself is buried in that which happened to her as a child.
Hmm.
So with a man molesting a little boy, he has to prove to himself that he's a man.
Okay.
Does that mean it's right that he's sleeping woman to woman? No. Do he need help? Definitely. But let's just go back and not be so quick to judge as to why this is being done. Step out of that box. And let's try to dig a little deeper to find out exactly what happened to this child. What happened to him as a child? Because this didn't just start. Something had to happen. And that's just my thoughts about that.
All right then. That made a lot of sense too.
Definitely.
You know.
Wow.
Okay. Go ahead.
Teddy.
Yeah. I'm here.
Are you there? All righty.
Yes, I'm here. I'm ready to roll.
You ready to rock and roll? Okay.
That's right. Okay. You know, I am with the Lonely Hearts Club, and it's been a long time, you know, that I've been in a relationship, you know. But I could go back. I could go back in time, you know.
Well,
but no,
well,
go ahead. No,
what we were talking about, what do you call a person that's in multiple relationships?
What do you call him or her?
Yes.
You could call them a lot of things, crazy, because for a man, for me, in my shoes, one is enough to try to figure you women out, what you want, what your wants are, what your needs are. You know, one is enough. Having to, yeah, I would say that they're crazy. You know, it's not like they're crazy to be in it. One is enough for me.
Yes,
you know?
A grown, mature person, supposed to be mature person, not a kid, because as teenagers, you know, we've all, you know, experienced or been around someone, you know, who's young. And even now, we know younger-minded and younger people. We're speaking of adults here. And I agree with you. I think they're downright crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, why do you go ahead? Are you in some kind of circus? You're a juggler? Your needs are not being met.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your spiritual needs, your physical needs, all those needs are not being met if you have to go into all these different, juggling all these different women. I prefer just take, you know, one woman is enough to figure out. Men haven't still figured you women out. You know?
Not all.
Oh my God! I don't want to know. I don't know. Really want to know. Because there ain't no way we're gonna be able to figure you all out.
We're complicated. We're so complicated.
Yes, you are. You're very complicated.
Not everybody. Not everyone has spiritual and mental and, you know, emotional needs. Some people have what they call sexual addictions, and they just have to. You know, have to have sex with multiple people. Some people don't even have a full sexual, I don't know what you call it, but they have an addiction and such a turn on to attractive people that they don't even want the person. They just want the, even if it's just that conversation.
They want the game.
Mm-hmm.
They're a player. Men are players. You know, they like the excitement of going ahead and, hey, man, I'm going to see how far I could go without getting caught. You know, how far can I go? How many days, how many weeks, how many months, you know, or a year, you know. But eventually, it's going to come to light, you know. But as, you know, it will come to light. But, you know, as for me, an older guy, you know, I guess we're all kind of like the same age, around, you know, mid-50s, okay?
Okay.
So, you know, as for me, one is enough. You know, trying to juggle two would just make me crazy, you know? I have enough with one of you, you know, trying to figure you out.
There are some people who can juggle several people and... Actually, they're not really juggling. They're making a fool of themselves. But there are some.
Well, yeah, jugglers in a circus. You know, they're clowns.
True, clowns. Yes, definitely.
You know, so it's just, you know, this relationship. Like I said, I'm the president of the Salt and Pepper Lonely Hearts Club. Oh, now. You can see where I don't even want to step into a relationship, because there's no way I'm going to figure out, you know, there's just no way I'm going to figure out women. And, you know, it just makes me crazy. You know, you women are crazy. That's just
what?
Point blank crazy. You're point blank crazy. You okay, Keith? Have you ever thought yourself as crazy?
No.
Oh, come
I'm
on.
I'm not going to even say it.
Have you ever done anything crazy?
We all have, I'm sure.
Okay, then. There you go. Crazy this, crazy that. You know, you're crazy. We're all crazy.
But it don't make us crazy.
Oh,
y'all
well,
make us
sure.
You
this,
men
this
make us
show
crazy.
Is making
Thank
me
you,
crazy.
Gilda. Thank you, Gilda.
You're welcome.
I'm starting to get crazy just talking to you girls.
Are you making us crazy?
You go. Ben, there's my point. You are crazy. But it's all in fun. Okay, what's the next topic?
Okay.
Moving right along.
Okay. Why do people allow others to infiltrate their relationships?
Infiltrate? What infiltrate our relationship?
See, now you sound crazy.
Yeah, I am. I'm going to pick a 44. I'm in the kneecap. Get away from my woman. Get away. This is us.
No.
You know, hey, you should be getting into my business. It's none of your business. What I do. I'm going to shoot him in the kneecap.
Oh, yeah. Lord. Gilda, you want to go first on this?
No, because he might say I'm real crazy. That's all right.
What? No, I'm not, Gilda, I never called you crazy.
Oh, you're
like, no, I did not.
You said all
I,
women.
Well, okay,
said
women.
All
okay, yeah,
crazy.
In general, okay?
Okay,
we're all crazy.
Hold on for a second. We have another caller.
Tia, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Kitty, she's crazy.
Tia, are you there? Hi, Tia.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Tia. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good, thanks. Okay. We'll come back. Talking about one specific topic right now, and then I'll go back and give you the other ones that we were talking about. But right now we're talking about why do people allow others to infiltrate their relationships?
Why do who?
There you go. There, my point made.
Why do somebody infiltrate somebody? Why do we allow people to infiltrate our relationships?
Yeah.
That's up to the person who allowing them to infiltrate it. Everybody don't. Now, I'm trying to understand.
Hey, Barry, man, what's this? I hear you laughing in the background.
I'm trying to understand when you talk about infiltrate. That's what you know what?
This is crazy.
Maybe y'all know these people. I probably don't know these people y'all be talking about. Who's going to infiltrate? What's going to infiltrate somebody's relationship?
Somebody help her.
I don't need no help. I just don't know nobody's who's going to waste their time infiltrating somebody's relationship. Who does that?
It sounds like we're
Wait
on a
minute.
Mission. Somebody's on a
Wait
mission.
Wait a minute. Somebody that don't have a life, that's probably who infiltrates people's relationships.
Yes.
I don't know who does that. What? Y'all know who females, y'all know these girls, y'all know. I don't know nobody like that. You know, I don't be attached to nobody like that. Especially not no crazy ass people.
It sounds like a mission. You know, here, I'm going to go over and infiltrate Barry's and his girl's relationship.
Okay. Kia, we're gonna go to the other topic for you.
Okay.
What do you call a person that's in multiple relationships?
Male or female?
Why you call him a person and you call him a hoe?
He's crazy.
Confused. A jack and you can add the ass behind it. Quite a few names. I've got a couple of names, people who want that.
Okay.
I'm getting back to this infiltrate. Who does anybody else say about the infiltrate?
Nobody else said answer because the Gilda said she didn't. Kenny would definitely say she crazy. So, but say it anyway, Gilda. How about that?
No, I'm crazy because I wouldn't let nobody infiltrate my relationship.
See,
I don't understand what, you know, I know, excuse me. I just don't understand who that. You know what? Yep. Stop hanging around people like this.
He is going to jail. I'm going to jail.
Amen. At the right time and right place and moment,
yeah.
I definitely am going.
Going to jail.
But I won't be
okay,
there.
Barry, do you have any
anyway,
feedback
so.
On that?
What? What's the question?
Infiltrating your relationship.
Why do people do it? Let it happen?
Yeah.
I don't know, because sometimes they believe rumors. I mean, rumors a lot. You know, a lot people start rumors. A lot of times when people dislike or hate, they start, because when a rumor started, it's usually, I think, 75-80% false, or they dislike you in some kind of way, so they put out a false rumor about you, and it comes up, but why do they let it? Because I guess the relationship is not really wasn't that strong. Either they didn't start now, or it's not that strong, or there's a weakness there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere there's a weakness, because if you have a real strong relationship, it should be hard to, you know, get it infiltrated. You know, you got to pull out your M80 or something like that. We're 9mm, and don't let it happen.
In the kneecap. See, I pull out my .44.
Get a shoot him in the kneecap, and so
you're
this way you won't get caught for murder. You just injure him a little.
One at a time, y'all. How do you address the accusations against you? How would you address the accusations against you? You said false, false rumors. How would you address that? Somebody saying false rumors about you.
Oh, wait.
That's you, Barry.
How would I address it? How would I address that about rumors?
Don't run out the
door. You got to find out the facts. You got to find it out before you jump to the conclusions.
And how you gonna go about finding out the facts? I just want to hear this.
Who's the person getting accused or the accuser?
Are you gonna go approach that person, or are you just gonna what?
Oh yeah, they gonna make. I do it all the time. Yeah.
I'm like, you better go knock on her door.
What if you don't know how where she lives or where he lives?
Well, then you crazy if you don't know. Are you please? You better find out. How are you supposed to find out to address the accusations then? You don't even know how you're going to address the accusation.
Jamal, are you still on here?
Jamil El Shabazz.
Who knows?
Are you there? Are you there, cuz? Anyway, all right, let's throw some more topics in there.
Okay. Why do some people become argumentative when approached about certain things? Do you feel they are showing guilt?
Guilt will make you tilt.
Guilt will make you tilt. That's a fact.
Lie. Guilt will make you tilt.
Say that question again, sister.
Okay. Why do some people become argumentative when approached about certain things? Do you feel they are showing guilt? Because they get argumentative about it?
Yes, in my experience, in my past, in my everyday, yes, I definitely, can say that guilt is the primary reason why people get argumentative or immaturity. Because if one is immature, they're going to come, even whether they're wrong or right, if somebody comes at them with anything and one is immature, they're going to come back, you know, loud and disrespectful. So I would say immaturity and guilt, in my opinion.
Okay.
Well, I would say pride. Their pride gets stepped on.
I've
seen that a lot. You know, when somebody's pride gets hurt, for maybe the accusations are true, Because pride is the root of guilt. Pride is the root of guilt. You know, pride is, you know, the devil, you know. But anyways, that's where somebody gets offensive, you know, and goes on attack. And when they go on attack, guess what comes in? The tongue. And then the tongue is so hurtful. You know, they'll come up with anything and everything to get that person, you know, that came at them, you know, in an argument. They bring up the past, you know, your past. And as we know, as a Christian as I am, I have no past. My past is forgiven, you know.
All right.
But, you know, but there are people there, their pride gets hurt, you know. And then the tongue gets in there. And that's their heart. You know, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You know, and, you know, like I said, I believe it's pride and it's guilt and that being approached and, you know, and then the battle is on between who's going to get the last word in. You know, who's going to get the best. You know, even if the accusations are true or false against you, you know, they don't have to be true, you know, to have guilt. But most of the time, if you do have guilt, that's your pride, and there you go. Ding, round one, and I don't know how many rounds are going to be until that battle is over.
That's true.
Yeah.
Barry, think about it.
Yes.
Barry.
Most of the time, they get angry because it's the truth. And then, but a lot of times, if you really learn to do it, you laugh at them because, you know, what was the question again?
You know what? Only Barry. Only
he was
only.
Right on.
you get angry for what? Say it again. I forgot. I'm going through a lot now. What was it now? Why do you get angry if somebody says what?
Wait a minute. Why do some people become argumentative when approached about certain things? Do you feel they are showing guilt?
Yeah, most of the time they are. Most of the time they are. But, you know, sometimes if it's not true, you don't have to really, you know, sometimes you, it's like Kenny said, pride. But sometimes you feel you got to always defend yourself. And but you, if you really know the truth in your heart, you don't. You just laugh at it and let it go in one ear and out the other. But that's a process, you know?
Yes.
And,
yeah.
Like I said, with the rumors or the false accusations or whatever. And a lot of times, like I said, haters do that, whatever else. And sometimes you find yourself having to defend yourself. And like Kenny said, your past. And the most thing a person do, the biggest losers do, is bring up your past. What I remember back when Michael Jackson had an afro in 1972 or something like that. You know, I remember this, I remember that. You know, and that's the biggest one. They always go back to that, like reminiscing over, you know, just like when I was in Long Island.
Michael Jackson had an afro?
One at a time. Like this guy, he's a good guy, but he focuses on all negative stuff. You know, when I went out to Long Island, and he's a good, you know, he took me out on his boat and everything. But it's always like the negative things that happen, and he always lives in the past, but never nothing positive. And sometimes just people are programmed like that, and they focus on negativity because their life is miserable. If he's totally unhappy, and people focus on your negatives because they make themselves feel good, well, actually their backyard is way dirtier than yours. So, but, you know, in general, sometimes it could be the person, you know, they react because they are guilty. So it matters. It varies.
Okay.
Hey, listen, Diva Squad, I got to go. This is Kenny G signing off for tonight. It was fun. Okay, I love talking to you girls about
Kenny relationships.
I really do. I really love talking about relationships.
Okay.
Kenny G, over and out. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye,
cray-cray.
Oh, my goodness. Gilda, you want to speak on it?
I just think that it's either offensive or defensive.
Yes, one or the other.
One or the other. Either you're trying to defend oneself, or you're offensive because it's true.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. That makes sense.
Either or.
Kia, how about you?
I like the way how Kenny had put it, because some arguments, you don't have to feel like you're guilty. It's just that they're expressing their feelings, and, you know, they get emotional, so it turns out like they're arguing, when technically they probably are not arguing. But what Kenny said was very sound.
Okay. Well, we're going to, I want everyone to hold the line. We're going to go to a song, and we'll be right back with Diva Mail.
All right.
All right.
Everybody get up.
Of course, that was Blurred Lines by Robin Thicke.
And is everyone still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Listeners, we see you out there too. You know, in order to get on the air, you got to press the one. You got to press the one, 646-238-38. So come on, get in on these topics with us. And we've entered that moment that we have.
Diva Mail.
And I am turning it over to you, Diva.
Thank you very much. We have entered the portion of our show where we throw a little twist in, and either we do Finish This Phrase or Diva Mail. And those who are listening and those who are online, if you'd like to at any time ask a question about a relationship or the type of issues or, you know, the things that we talk about on the show, feel free to, you know, ask a question. All right, I'm going to bring on our Diva Mail right now. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Dear Divas, I am a 40-year-old male. My fishing buddy just came to me and told me that he is going through it right now. He just discovered over the course of the past couple of days that his baby mama slash girlfriend is in a sex group on Facebook and is posting inappropriate pics. I've been trying to counsel him, but I don't have a license or, like, a second opinion or anything of that such. Is there any advice on what I can do or say that might help him? Thank you in advance. Well, okay, I did not know. First of all, I did not know that sex groups, thank you. I did not know that sex groups existed on Facebook. I know that there's all sorts of groups.
Oh,
but
they do.
I had
no clue. Oh, but they do.
I had no clue.
You can actually make up any type of group that you want.
Mm-hmm.
But if Facebook gets a whiff of it,
mm-hmm.
depending on how rated or guarantee it is,
mm-hmm.
they will take it off. They will delete the page. They will delete the group, period.
Wow. So
yeah.
He just found out that his best friend, his fishing buddy, came to him and said that, you know, his girlfriend slash baby mama. Wow.
Someone's making noise in the background. Could you, like, either mute your phone or?
My advice to him would be, listen. Listen, because you don't have a license. You're not licensed to counsel him on, you know, just be that good friend that you just listen. Be his, you know, friend and just console him and let him know that it's going to be all right. And that's the best advice I could give. I don't know what I would do in that instance because, like I said, I did not know that these groups existed on Facebook. I know that you can go on these porn sites and these, you know, these groups away from Facebook, you know, because the web is just crazy. But I did not know that. I had no clue. So I'm in shock myself.
Yeah. That with that, I don't know. I would hate to go to one of those little groups and, you know, see my people up in there, you know, butt naked or just inappropriate pictures, period, that, you know, you wouldn't want me to do, well, which I wouldn't do in no way, but I don't know. He need to really look into that one, for real, for real.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's a tough one. That is a tough one. Okay. In my experience, I can say a relationship that I was in, a long-term relationship, I did catch my mate sending inappropriate pics to, on this porn site or a group of, I don't know, nasty people or whatever. I don't know what the group was. But anyway, I caught
It's hurtful. It's painful. It makes you question.
She said nasty people, group of nasty people.
Yeah, so, I try to block it out. I try to block it out. You know, at one time I could recite to you the name of the group, the type
of nasty people.
We all know what type of people are in this, you know, but it wasn't on Facebook. So I would gather that it would be the same thing that, you know, that these porn sites, these dating sites, okay, there are dating sites that, you know, there's blackpeoplemeet.com, there's fishingpeoplemeet.com, there's plenty of fish, there's nastypeoplemeet.com. I'm just throwing that name out there. But there are those type of dating sites, and there are, you know, but Facebook, I have no clue.
You know, right? That's why you have to be careful. Like, people send you invites to groups and everything. You have to be careful what group you're going in.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you go in there, you may not see anything at first. You know what I'm saying? And then all of a sudden, because I know that happened to somebody, and the picture came out on their in their news feed, and I was like, what's the what? And this was about a year ago. I'm serious. And the female's picture came out in the news feed.
Oh, God.
And
wow,
she was,
see?
When I say birthday suit, from
wow,
head to toe.
It happened. It happened. You never know. You never know. Those pictures that you would have, those pictures that we have on our, you know, in our albums, we never know. If we give Facebook and Instagram and Twitter the permission to have access to our photos, guess what? If we have a selfie in there naked, it's gonna it can get
out
there. You know, you never know. So make sure you categorize your selfies and I mean, we're laughing about this, but it's serious. I'm serious.
Yeah.
These things, as you can see, these things do exist, and unfortunately, there are, you know, people who are into that type of thing. I myself, I'm not into that type of, you know, those type of groups, and, you know, I like to keep, you know, to myself. I'm a very personable type of person, so I keep it to myself in a very tiny, tiny circle, which really, you know, involves hardly nobody. So,
right. But I mean, you know, you can, like, on like, if you, like, on a desktop and things like that, you can see, like, on the side, some of these different groups, they be asking you, do you want to join it? But I prefer not to join that type of group.
I've never been asked to join one of those types of groups, and I'm grateful.
Well, listen, I'm going to see if I can find somebody with a group like that that sent and give them to send you an invite. No, I'm just
kidding.
Oh, my goodness. I think I would drop. I would. If someone was to invite me to that type of thing, oh, my goodness. Wow.
But it can't be labeled the nastygroup.com because she'll know.
Right. Listen, let them say grown and sexy.
Wow.
Or listen, for your eyes only.
Yeah, So my opinion to this male, and he is probably listening because, you know, a lot of the people that send us these emails, they do listen in, either they call in and listen or they listen via the web. So, honey, if you're listening, my advice to you would be you don't want to get too involved, but just be a good buddy and just say, I'm here for you. I'm here for you.
If she's showing it like that, it's no telling how many of them might be hitting it like that.
All right. Can I give an answer?
I mean,
I got
seriously.
Two answers.
Yes, you may. You may.
Okay.
Yes.
The person is probably you, whoever's been sending these emails. They're probably listening with their trench coat and sunglasses on. Definitely listening on the cover, because for them to send some stuff in like that, I know they got to be listening to get results. That's number one. Number two, I would tell them, call Evangelist Parker.
Barry, stop it.
She would say, baby, what's wrong with you, baby?
You know what?
What you gotta say?
Oh, she'll put him in there.
That went over my head. That was, I didn't hear. I did not hear what Gary said.
Yeah,
like,
he said to call Evangelist Parker, the prayer line.
Oh, my goodness, the prayer line.
Oh, she would, woo.
She'll never call again.
Evangelist Parker put him in that place. You got problems, baby.
My goodness.
I know it's true.
Oh, my goodness.
She's a trip.
Give them what
she
advice would you give them?
Listen, I can complain to you. I can complain to Sister T. I can complain to Barry, but it's not going to help nothing. He needs to go to the source. He needs to go to the woman and find out why.
What's her purpose?
Yeah. What's her purpose? Why did you do this? Why did you ruin our family? Because this baby is not going to be a baby for a long time.
Thank you.
Right. And they know more about computers than we do.
Ooh,
he needs to go to the source. He needs to go to the girl. The friend needs to go to his girl and find out why she did it. That's the best advice he can give.
True. Yeah.
And if she refused to answer, then, you know, oh, well. Like you said, Rachel, keep it at a friendship level.
Yeah.
You know, because, like, again, like I said, if she's doing that on there.
What else is she doing?
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Or how many of these groups are you really in?
Exactly.
Mm.
You know, are you doing this, like, you know, with the little video chat? She could be doing it on video chat. So,
and
yeah, you have to be real careful.
Right. No wonder that dude looked at me crazy like that. He done saw your damn picture. Oh, sorry. You're going to have a family meal at McDonald's, and he looked at me like I'm crazy. Yeah, okay. He saw the picture.
Like, yo, I seen all of her.
What?
You know, hey, we doing the same shit. Oh. What?
Ooh. You ain't got no prize there.
Watch the language. Watch the language. No person.
Wow.
Race up against
you. Anyway, let me see. I know we have several more topics. Let's do this. Let's do this, Diva. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Okay. Would you lower your standards to another just to be in a relationship with them?
With who?
And I'm going to say it like this, hell to the no.
Next question, then. No.
So I think everybody would say that, would give that answer, right?
Mm-hmm. Nope.
Moving right along.
Well, I mean, if you guys have... If you guys have something, you know, you would want to discuss, we can do that as well. Do you all have anything that you would like to talk about? They dropping a bomb.
Come on, Barry, you got something.
Oh, me?
Yes, you.
Yes.
Give me. Like I said, always give me like 2 minutes and let me dwell
on
this.
Oh Lord, it's 2 minutes
and
2 hours. But
what is the next? What do y'all talk about now?
We were asking, would you lower your standards to be in a relationship with someone?
Oh no. You don't have another one. Let me dwell. Give me 2 minutes. I dwell on something.
Kia asked Barry. That's why I repeat it.
Oh, Kia did. I thought she went to jail.
Wow.
Do I know you to be telling me that?
No, I'm sorry, Kia.
Okay, make sure you are.
All right.
See? I would say not. I would not lower my standards to be in a relationship. In my past, I have, and I've done it one too many times, I now know my self-worth. My self-esteem is where it needs to be. And I know who and what I deserve. So I'd rather be single than to lower my standards for anyone.
Exactly.
That's good.
Okay, I'm ready now.
Well, let's do it, Barry.
Okay, now that because now with the lower the standards. Okay. I was with somebody this weekend that it was my little cousin. Okay, I've been a player for like 12 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Had two kids by this guy. Doing it several times out in the open, right? And he fell in love with this.
Wait a minute, hold on, Barry. Whoever that is with the paper routing or whatever you're doing in the background, could you either mute your phone?
That's me.
Oh, okay.
I'm getting out of my truck.
Oh, okay. Okay.
All right. So he did it several times or whatever, and then
start over.
Now the girl,
please.
He fell in love with somebody else last year, and then all the while, his girlfriend finally had an affair with somebody else. And the guy's been, she's been with the guy for a year. So now he wants to marry her. But when I was out there, he bought two bouquets of flowers to her. And she went out there with her other man. So what would you do in that situation?
Say that again, Barry.
Okay, what if you
slowly
he cheated on somebody for a long time, right?
Uh-huh.
And then the person, say the girl, got fed up, and so. The other person that was cheating fell in love with somebody a year ago, and everybody knew about it. But then that girl kicked him to the curb. But all the time, it was like, who's sleeping with your girl while he was out making love? The girl had another boyfriend on the side for a whole year now, and then she fell in love with him. So now the person went and bought her a ring like 3 or 4 weeks ago. But then this weekend, he brought her two bouquets of flowers home, and she was out. She left with the other man. So what would you say about that?
Why are they even still together? If both of them are out here doing what they want to do, why are they still together?
I don't know. If they got two kids. I don't know what it is. But, I mean, and it's all on Facebook. And, you know, I guess, it's, you know, when you give it out, it's okay. But when it comes back to you, like karma, you can't deal with it now.
Yeah. Wow.
So he said the cheating.
For like 12 years. Yeah, they've been together like 14, so I'm pretty sure it's been like at least 10 years.
But he did the cheating, and then
she started accepted
cheating.
It like,
and
it
the
was
guy
in her,
she cheated with, she fell in love with.
The last year, she fell in love with this other guy, and now he's trying to want to marry her now, you know, but is it for the wrong reasons? I think so, because she went with her other boyfriend this weekend.
Well, that marriage would never work. It had never worked because they both cheated.
That's like a woman.
You know, so go ahead.
That's like a woman getting pregnant and trying to keep a man.
Exactly.
That's like having somebody's baby to try to keep him. No,
that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
That won't work, though.
Mm-mm.
You know, and
there's
like
no
you
trust.
Said, cheated for 12 years. No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No trust.
To the no.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You know, and now he knows that she's out there with another man. Why would you even want her now?
Yeah,
Karma is a monster. Karma is a monster.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's out there publicly where, you know, I mean, when he put it on, like, he's getting married, and everybody's like, where's this coming from? And then it was like, you know, it all came out. So now, you know, it is.
Well, he just lost out because I don't think that she would marry him. I really, truly don't. You know,
she acting like
because
she wants to marry him, but
somebody else still, now.
Right. I mean, she obviously, but it's a mess. I mean, I don't know if it's for the kids or embarrassment or pride. It's a lot of. I think it's a combination of everything. So.
Yeah.
You know.
Wow. Well, they must want to be embarrassed because you said it's posted on Facebook.
Right.
How public can that be? The World Wide Web. Hello.
Yeah.
That's a hot mess, not just a mess, a hot mess.
Oh, yeah.
That's a situation.
Oh, yeah.
That's a situation.
Okay, I got a question for you guys.
I do, too.
What's the best, you do, too?
When you're done.
Okay, what's the best thing about being in a relationship? Happiness or being loved? But all the time, you be in a relationship don't mean you're happy or love.
Right. Wow. Oh, what's the best thing about being in a relationship? Oh, my. The best thing about being in a good relationship is that sense of security, that
have knowing that you have that partner, knowing that you have that love, that stability.
What the hello?
What the what? Everybody, what kung fu fighting?
Wait a minute, somebody got a dog that's going
Wait a minute,
home.
Let me talk to that dog. Meow.
Yeah.
it kind of sounds like a human dog at that. Barry, that ain't you, is it?
Uh-uh.
The dog is...
See,
the dog in him.
Exactly. Sweet daddy.
So, that, like I was saying, that sense of security, that sense of wholeness, as long as everything is on the right page, you are equally yoked, everything about that relationship is going to be, you know, good. I'm not going to say great and perfect, but as long as you're both equally yoked and everything is what it needs to be, everything about that relationship is going to be good. It's going to be good. In my opinion. Yeah. Anyone else want to answer that question?
Okay. Gil, do you say you have a question?
I actually have a scenario, and I'd like your opinion.
Okay.
Let's say, for instance, I met and married a guy who came from prison. We were fine for a while, and now he has to go back to prison for 8 years.
Ooh.
What is your opinion?
Well, you know,
should
what?
Should I wait? Should I go on?
What was that question?
How old are you?
Wait a minute. Let her finish, guys.
All right.
I met and married a guy who was in prison. We've been getting along. We have 2 kids. And now he has to go back to prison for 8 years. What should I do?
If you love him, I would say stick it out.
Do the bid with him.
I mean, you know, you married him, and you knew that. Did you know that he was going back to jail? Did the person know that he was going to go back to jail?
You got to ask Phaedra that. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, I mean, in that situation, if you love that person, you married him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So why not stick it out?
Another 8 years?
Well, honey, yeah, I mean. Hey. Now, that would totally have to be up to that individual, but me, I don't think.
They have conjugal visits. Conjugal, isn't that what they call it? Conjugal visits.
Conjugal.
Now you can go there and get real together and...
But what good is that going to do you at night, you know, when holidays come around? You're going to have to do this for 8 years.
8 years.
Eight long years.
Yeah.
And you have 2 kids. You know you're not going to take the kids when you get ready to go get it in. But in the form of they saying for better or for worse. So, you know,
that's
true.
That's
but I don't know about all that.
But you think about it. He got out of jail. I've been in jail for a long time. They got married and had children, and then he has to go back for 8 years. I think she should at least make the attempt to do the bid. I think she should at least make the attempt. She's a wife. She fell in love. She had, you know, they had 2 kids. Make the attempt to do the bid with him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't this what that, what's that, that housewife or something of Atlanta?
Yes.
Isn't this talking about his, she already, didn't he already did a stint in jail before?
Yes. Yeah, he had to go back.
I think she should drop him. Are you kidding me? She already knows. I was just reading up, I don't watch that show, but I'm going to tell you something. He did some stuff.
Yes.
And for her not to know when he didn't do all this, she's an attorney herself.
Yes.
She know all this stuff. I'm trying to figure out, what about the previous time when he was in jail for nonsense? Now he's back in jail for some nonsense, but for 8 years? Uh-uh.
8 more years. Ooh,
you know what?
Yep.
Let him sit there in the long 8 years with his nonsense and think about what he had and what he's missing.
Right. But I mean, my thing is, why was she even married? Well, was she married to him before he went to jail?
No,
she met him while he was in jail.
Okay, see, I didn't know that.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
And she's an attorney?
Okay. Yeah. And she's a morgue person. What do you call them people?
I heard that.
Mortician.
Mortuary. She went to school for mortuary science. But my thing about that episode, when I saw that, because somebody had to tag that to me, because I'm not a big reality person. I don't like that. But somebody tagged that to me, how she likes the way, you know, they do the thrills in Atlanta and, you know, the concept. And then she said the concept of money and how mortuary science is making money and the funeral business is making a lot of money. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
And the funeral director was looking at her and saying, Sage, this is not what it's all about. It's about the family.
Oh, yeah.
He was thinking about the money. He was asking him, somebody tagged him to it. He was asking him, how much do you charge for coffin? I was like, you know what? I'm done. And how much does a coffin cost? Instead of consoling the family, she wanted to know how much she's going to charge for the coffin. I said, you know what? I had to watch that episode. That reminded me when I didn't know what the shower rise was, and somebody like talking about something out of shower rise.
Yes.
I'm like, well, you can go to Walmart and Target. They sell shower rise. Anyway, so you know what, kids, they have those sports groups. They have those sports groups and give us these reality shows. I'm just saying. Who doesn't know reality shows? I didn't know what they were talking about. I thought they were talking about they need a shower rod. They need to
get home. Oh, yeah, but he hasn't been for 8 years for fraud.
I read that. He just got such a... So did the mayor of New Orleans. Now, you know that's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. He's insane. Oh, that doesn't make no sense.
I mean, really, I don't know, no.
Okay, we have another caller. Are we on the air? Hello?
Yes, we're on the air. Hey, guys.
Then who, Rachel?
Say your name, perfect Miss Diva. Say your name, perfect Miss Diva. Who is this?
You know what? Y'all so terrible. It's Lavina. Stop playing.
This is the EP of GQ Palace.
Y'all so crazy. I can't.
Happy anniversary, sweetie.
Oh, thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Everybody, that's our executive producer, Lavina Polite. And they're celebrating 3 years today, right?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you and your husband. Many more.
Oh, thank you. Husband-to-be. We didn't make it that far yet, you know.
Oh, husband-to-be.
They're on their way.
Did you hear our several topics for tonight?
Oh, my God, it was so many of them. Yeah, I heard like a mixture of each. But I'm just going to start with the last one because, you know, I like the Atlanta Housewives, you know. But look, I'll be honest about it. I think that sometimes, even though it's TV, it makes me laugh. Like, you know, a stressful day at work, you come home, you get to laugh at somebody else with their problems and know that it's reality TV. It makes me laugh. Mm-hmm. But I think that Phaedra, I think she's going to actually, she's gonna deal with him for that bid. She's going to stick right there with him for them 8 years.
Oh, she has to go
she
back?
Helped,
oh.
Look,
yes.
She helped spend that money, okay? I don't care what anybody said. She knew what was going on. She enjoyed that money right along with him. So guess what? Let him go do the time. She claims she didn't know nothing about it. She lying. But she got to say that, because otherwise they'll get her, and then her kids end up with foster care.
Right, exactly.
So, you know, it's the only best thing to do is lie about it. But I was trying to find it online. It was something about they had subpoenaed her for something, They're trying to say it was something that they're trying to say that either she had something to do with something illegal or something, so she was so worried about it. But I'm going to find it, and I'm going to read it to y'all as soon as I find it. But, yeah, but she's going to do that bid with him, watch, and she's going to spend that money and continue to spend that money and take care of those two kids.
$2.3 million.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
And she's going to get her little visits, you know?
Yep.
So the freak that she is already.
Is she going to be freaking somebody else on the side, too? Oh.
Mm. Probably a woman. Sorry.
You know what? I agree. Probably a woman.
She loves women. What?
Oh.
Wow.
All shapes, sizes, and colors. It don't matter to Miss Phaedra.
Wow. And she got that money, too, so you know they're going to be on her.
She loves women.
Doesn't he have to pay back restitution? Doesn't he have to pay back a fine? So I'm trying to figure out. I gotta read it.
You know what? It doesn't. I put something up in the forum too.
Because it may be sealed.
Yeah.
It may be sealed.
But
he's gonna
have
to pay. He's paying a fine. No, put it this way. He is paying a fine. I know he's paying a fine. But it's
look
it's
at two point three. Look at 2.3 million. I bet you that fine ain't gonna be 2.3 million. So guess what?
Nope.
Whatever the chump change is, they'll pay that fine. But because guess what? They only caught on to him for certain things, but if he's as sneaky as they say he is, please, he done made a lot more money than that.
Thank you. That's
they'll
probably only a portion of it.
Yeah.
A small portion.
And if they smart, the way I think that they look, I mean, he wasn't too smart to get caught, but I'm just saying. I think they're a little smart, you know, and I know somebody put away some kind of money.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's
of course.
$2.3 million.
You're a fool if you
just
didn't.
Imagine if he got caught with $2.3 million, right? That's the laundering scheme or whatever it was.
Exactly.
$2.3 million. Imagine how many other times he's done did this for real.
After he got caught with two point three million.
It's the laundering scheme.
Okay.
So I guess they were like investigating. If you go on what's that website? HollywoodLife.com. If you go on there, it talks about it. It gets like an exclusive on it.
On what site is that?
HollywoodLife.com.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was last updated tonight, so it
should
be. But
no, he has to pay a fine. I'm sorry, he has to pay a fine. They probably didn't disclose that yet, but he has to pay restitution. There's no way he's not gonna. And I'm quite sure if Faye's as smart as she is, and I'm quite hoping she is smart, she has definitely, once he was under investigation or whatever, separated her, I guess, her status of her money or whatsoever because,
of course.
You know. Mm-hmm.
Of course.
She's supposed to
look
be a lawyer,
eyes.
Too.
Look at their eyes. So she know loopholes to get in and out of. So she hula-hooped around that one.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep, so, you know,
that's
I had to
crazy.
Add my two cents on that because, you know, I followed that a little bit. But I'm sorry. So you don't have to give me all the topics because, oh, my God, it was a lot of them tonight. But I was literally.
Yes. Okay.
Just take a couple. Let's
do, what do you call a person that's in multiple relationships?
A person that's in multiple relationships?
Yes.
What, Angie, say a hood booger? No, I think I would take Angie's word tonight. Yeah, shout out to Angie. I'm using your word tonight. No, but seriously. But you know what? A woman, they would consider her all types of things. You know what I mean? But for a man, it would be okay.
Right.
For me,
excusable.
I say, yeah. For me personally, I say what's good for a man is good for the woman. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If
y'all
said we got an open relationship, we might as well always, you know, do what we got to do. But if the question is exactly what would you do if someone had multiple relationships, if they were in multiple relationships, hood booger.
Okay. What?
I hope I used it right.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
Why do some people become argumentative when approached about certain things? Do you feel they are showing guilt?
Yes, they're guilty.
Mm-hmm.
Guilty as charged. Yes, they're guilty. I think they're guilty because I think if they remain calm if they remain calm about it, I find it hard to believe that they'll be so defensive. Like, to me, I think when you're very defensive, that's a sign of guilt.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
unless
you're a
real
liar.
When it's nothing to be argumentative about.
Yeah. Look. If you're a good liar, then guess what? We ain't going to be together. I'm just saying. I can't stand a liar. I can't.
Ooh. And some just tell lies just for the hell of it. I mean,
some tell lies because they made a career of it.
Oh, shoot. Yeah. I was married to one of them. He was a habitual liar.
A career liar.
Oh, my goodness. Every single day there was a lie about something. He lived a lie. So I'm very familiar with, enough of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, look, I'm going to tell you. I dated this one guy, and you couldn't tell me initially that I was like, oh, we were in love, okay? We were in love. He had me by like 12 years. But we was in love. I love this old man, let's just say. Just kidding. I love the older man because you guys know that I'm probably the, you know what? No, Kia's probably the youngest person on the line tonight.
Yeah.
Usually I think it's me, but I think Kia's younger than me. So, long story short, I was dating this guy, knew we were in love. He was initially he was the best liar ever. When I tell you, he was so good. He had one cell phone. Look, he had one cell phone on him, and he had the one cell phone that was in the room, right? So one day I was at his house, and the cell phone that was in the room went off, right? I'm in the room. I'm trying to find the phone because I hear the phone ringing, and I know I'm talking to him on the other phone. All right, so here I am, Miss Nosy. I'm trying to find the phone. Where's that phone at? I finally find a phone. Girl, it was so many women in that phone.
Ooh.
With so many nasty things in that phone, sexual things, pictures of things, comments about things to do with people. Are you serious? Mm.
Wow.
Man, let me tell you.
Wow.
So
he was a real hood booger.
Yes, he was. I had my fish. And then you know what I don't like either? Is when they're caught red-handed, they still won't admit it.
Mm-hmm.
I got
That's
the
true.
Evidence in my hand. So you know what? I want to smack you with this phone, but I'm not going to smack you with this phone. I'm just going to leave you alone.
How about that?
Because I really wanted to smack him with the phone. But then I said,
bet.
If I smack him, he probably call the police and I probably go to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm too cute to jail.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I left, So I left and I had to leave him because I wanted to smack him with that phone so bad. And he sat right in my face and said, no, that was before your time. I said to myself,
wow.
Do you realize that messages and pictures have dates and times on them? I'm
Thank
sorry.
You.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, yeah, I had my experience with that one. So, Hood Booger is right. Hood Booger is right. And then
Booger.
To see me walk out the door, the fake crying with the boo-hoo, with the snot rolling down, I'm like, you know what? Exactly. Call one of them Hood
Big
Boogers who got up in that phone. Yes. Which is disgusting. I'm like, you know what? I got to go.
Well, Evangelist
vomit.
You know what?
You're going to stop with that Evangelist talk about
it. I know, that's right. Listen, I'm
Look,
the demon
wait,
squad
wait.
Anyway.
Wait. I'm going to make that laugh.
Baby?
Ready? It's a couple of private numbers on this line. One of them might be her. You better stop it there.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, Barry.
Uh-oh. I better be quiet. You're right about that.
You were hearing about
right.
it in the morning.
I told Barry
to
stop it. Don't even try it. Okay, I'm sorry.
What about Barry was talking about? The Diva Mail. What's your advice for her? For him, rather.
Mm. Oh, he a mess. He is a mess. Let me tell you something. Okay. If your best friend got a boo thing, and she got pictures in a group on Facebook. She
yeah.
a freak. And she needs some
yeah.
attention. And you might as well, if you know about the group and he don't, sent him a suggestion so that he could look in the group and he could see his girlfriend or wife.
Mm-hmm.
If he order comments, then I'm sure he'll change his mind.
Yeah.
But there's no words to comfort him until he can see it himself.
That's true.
I think that people that do that to me is people, because I think I was talking about maybe like a week or two ago about the lady had that put a nasty picture up,
yes,
or whatever on Facebook, and she's supposed to be some porn star or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
All these people, like when I tell you, all these people was commenting on it. Homegirl had breasts down to her knees. Them pressures was like sagging like crazy. It was ridiculous. And I just said, wow, like I feel bad for her. And all these people are putting all these comments, oh, I'd hit that, oh, this, oh, that, oh, you look beautiful, oh, turn around.
Right.
Like when I tell you, they were going in extra hard on it. So I said, you know what? All right, I would say to this person, send a suggestion or tell your friend what group she's in.
Mm-hmm.
This way, he could see it for himself. After he sees it for himself, if he still stays with her, that's on him. You did your due justice. You let him know what's so sacred to you with your girl. I could see all of it. Everybody
right.
see it every day for free.
True.
I'm just
saying.
Right. That's what
You're
I would
right
do.
About that.
I would let him see it for himself.
That's
see how
grimy
she
saying,
or he really is.
What else is she doing? You know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because, you
that's
know,
terrible.
If you got 200-some people in that group, everybody is seeing it, men and women.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, that's crazy right there, though.
That, but you know what? That's, let me tell you something. Back when BlackBerry had BBM, girl, please.
Oh,
my
yeah.
friend will come to work with so many pictures of some things, it'll be crazy. and they put like the whole face and everything on there.
What? See, and that's crazy.
I mean, face, everything, you name it. But I think I heard somebody was saying something like tonight, like if you like they could have access to like your computer or something like that. Somebody was saying.
They have what access to what?
Access to your computer. You know, the computers that have webcam on it and stuff?
Right.
Somebody, I had read
that.
They was pretty much saying that you got to be careful because if you have a webcam on there that people could be watching you. And
there you go. I have an HP. That's not true because
I'm too, Kia.
Up,
ow.
You have to have your virus and your security got to be
firewall.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But you know, when you say that, you don't know who that person may have, who else may be watching. This is what they say. Do not open up emails you don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless, they say, oh, you won $1 million. Don't open up that email. Send it to a bogus something or whatever, and don't open it from your computer. Go to a library and open it up. But never open up nothing that you don't know about from your computer. That's how you
okay,
get a virus.
No, what I was saying, Kia, is like the way they, it's something like Skype. You know, you can video chat and people can see you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't Skype.
That's what I was talking about.
That's something
totally different.
Skyping.
They can't, because you're allowing them to video chat with you. You're
right,
using the
right. And that's what
I
was saying. She could be doing
don't
that
try.
As well.
Mm,
see, I'm not
going
to Skype with you, so don't try to look at me and have a conversation.
I don't even have Skype. My son
it's
wanted me to do it for the babies and everything. No. I think you need access to hack it. Skype is
okay,
good.
So can,
Skype comes
right.
in handy when you got family members that's like in the military or family members that live far. You can see them and talk to them. So Skype does come in handy for that instance.
Yeah.
Comes in handy with my family. So
Sabrina,
okay.
Don't you start nothing. Okay, so can I ask you guys a question? You ready? Can
sure.
I ask you guys a
yeah.
question? Okay. All right. My question is, my friend, she did some research the other night. She was bored. And she went online. and she found, how should I put it, a picture of her now fiancé and his son. But it was on his wife's page because they're still married, okay? But they're separate.
He's still married?
You guys follow me so far? He's still married.
No, wait a minute. I'm not, wait a minute. You just said that's his, that's her now fiancé who's still married.
Yeah.
They
yeah, because he's not divorced yet. But
well, then
that's
how is that how fiancé?
Girl, listen, girl, that's
he
what
put
they
a ring on
it, okay? Kia, that's
he
what they
it, he put a ring on it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he gave her the ring. She said, "Okay, I accept it. I'll marry you when you get the divorce." And they working towards it, I guess. I don't know. So look, so what ended up happening was she found the picture, right? And supposedly they were all at the park. And the wife came to the park, and her fiancé never told her. So she was upset, and she felt that he lied to her because he didn't tell her that the wife came.
Wow.
Is that a lie?
Something ain't right with that situation.
It's a, keep in mind, it's a public park. It's a public park. He went there with his kids. It was some car show or something that was there. So he went with his kids. She pops up. She took a picture of the father and son together. She posted it up on her page. It didn't say anything inappropriate or nothing. It was literally a picture. Was it a lie?
But
does she have a reason to be upset?
How did she get to see that picture?
I would be upset because for the simple fact.
I just told you she was snooping. She couldn't sleep the other night.
So you look for something, you
find
Facebook.
But
you
but a big
park,
you
find it.
How are you gonna know? How are you gonna know where I am specifically? You know, he had to talk to her. A big park. You see what I'm saying?
So
if
he
could have said that I'm going.
But I said
I'm going.
Okay, but was it a lie? Was it a lie?
No.
And does she have a reason to be upset?
No.
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 I mean, because it is his son, and
okay. First, I think if you secure enough with yourself and your relationship, you're not going to have to feel like you have to snoop. If you feel any red flag, like such, I have to snoop, there is something wrong. A relationship should be, everybody knows, a good relationship should be feel tight. There should be no insecurity. We both feel very confident and secure about ourselves and about our relationship, so there should have to be no snooping. However, every once in a while, there should be a check, you know, let me check you, you know, or no, we need to check each other, you know, even if it's just an, hey, let me ask you a question type of, you know, thing, or make it a fun game thing. You need to check your mate. You do need to check your mate, even if it's something simple like,
but what am
I
checking for? But what am I checking for? So, like,
hey,
like, we love each other. So what am I checking to make sure that you're faithful to me? Like, what am I checking for?
But like you say, you look for dirt, you get hurt.
Right. Don't go looking for something that you might find.
Right.
Okay.
Don't go looking for something
so
that you might find.
Well, I told her.
You do,
her,
you got to find out something.
I told her that I love her, but she's wrong. I said,
you're
wrong.
Right.
I said, because I feel in my heart that you're nitpicking. And the reason I say nitpicking is because I seen the picture. It didn't say she was in the picture. It didn't say that she was there. It was literally a picture of father and son walking. They were literally just walking. So I seen it. It didn't say, oh, that's my husband. Oh, I love him. Oh, me and him together. It didn't say any of that.
Right.
But you know
so
what, too?
My thing is,
you know what, too?
If I said that she
it
was
it doesn't
wrong.
Mean that she took the picture either. She could have gotten it off his page and put it on her page.
See,
someone took the picture of the father and son.
Yes.
the picture of the father and son.
It doesn't mean it was the mother.
It could have been. It could have been one of her friends.
It could have been. It could have been a bystander.
It was on her page, though, right? It was on her.
It was on the mother's page. It was on the mother's page.
It was on the wife's page.
But I'm going to tell you, I felt that, one, you have too much information about the wife. You shouldn't know her Facebook page. You shouldn't know nothing about her whatsoever.
Yeah.
She don't know about you. You shouldn't know about her.
Right.
Whatsoever. Now, to me, because it's like, all right, if you want to look at the technical terms of it, he's getting a divorce.
Right.
Okay. So therefore, you have to wait until he gets a divorce, and then you get married. But I told her that I love her, but I think she's wrong. And the reason I say that is because there's no proof. Like, he didn't lie to you. It's a public park. Anybody can go.
That's true.
And if you think about it, how many pictures y'all seen on Facebook of somebody took a picture of somebody else and was like, oh, my God, what does this person have on? Or call the fashion police on someone. Now, do you think those people knew that that complete stranger took a picture of them and put it on Facebook?
Right. No, they don't.
Anybody can do it. So I wanted
right
to ask that question
living.
To make sure I was right, you know, but I felt like there was no reason to be upset, and the trust should be there, and don't question his love because he showed you nothing but love and loyalty since y'all been together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, then, see, that might make him have second thoughts about, you know, her snooping like that.
If there
you
were
know.
No red flag, if there were no red flag, she had no business snooping. Because she can only speculate. She can only speculate from what she saw.
Right.
And which she can't judge. She cannot speculate or judge because he gave her no reason. No reason to look. No red flags. He's been respecting her from day one and... No, she was in the wrong.
Now, do you guys think that it's okay to check your mate's phone randomly?
No. For what? I mean, seriously. You know, there again, you know, that's his phone. I don't want you checking mine, even though I'm not doing anything, but, you know, that's private.
What if you pay the bill? What if you pay the bill?
If I'm paying the bill, I need
that's
to find
different
out why my bill, yes, if I'm paying the bill, and, if I'm paying the bill, I still feel like I don't need to check it, but if I see some unexplained cost or, you know, there's a history of, you know, online. If my bill is a bit too high or something's questionable, I'm going to go check my bill. I'm not going to check the phone, but I will check my bill and best believe everything's on the bill because I get everything printed out via, you know, my AT&T app. So if I'm paying the bill, I'm checking everything.
Put a locate on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, that's the excuse you're going to use, right? Well, I don't know. What about you, Barry? Are you going to check the phone randomly?
Yeah, because he knows it. Oh, sorry.
What?
Ooh.
Tell him the other.
What's the question?
Is it okay to check your mate's phone randomly?
I don't even want to go there with that. Now, you
come
know
on,
what?
Barry.
Okay, let's be. I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah.
If you got to do that, you really shouldn't be with him. If you don't, you know, if you can't trust nobody, we was talking about that last week. You really not need to be with him. But what Rachel was saying is true, but it's not because then if, like, or you were saying too, Lavina, you know, somebody could be living a double life. So if you find out, what if you never would have looked at the other guy's phone or answered? He would have been like, you would have been getting played. So you need to know who you're with. So I don't know. I think it's a violation, but still, with a seven in the dark comes out in the light. So
listen, I got played so bad in that situation. It took me a minute to come up and see water. But you know what?
Right.
I'm gonna tell you what I did though. I put on my best outfit and I went to one of those functions with my head was held high. I was laughing, I was dancing, I was enjoying myself. These people was looking at me like I was crazy. Like, did they just break up? Like, what happened? you would have never known that I was just with this person for all these years, and we broke up, and here I am with my best outfit on, looking scrumptious, dancing around and having a good time. You would have never known nothing.
Your glasses wasn't crooked, were they?
Look, but on the inside, what you say?
I said your glasses wasn't on crooked, right?
I had my contacts on,
okay,
with eyelashes at that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I sure did. I made sure I was looking good. And when they see me, they was like, wow, like, okay.
Oh, okay, good.
Doing good. When I tell you, I made sure I was looking good when I walked in there.
There you go.
It was like, oh, you looking for what's her face? I said, no, I'm here for so-and-so tonight. Sure did. And I just felt all the eyes looking at me. I even saw
some
of
the women
that
back.
They didn't have to. She came. Oh,
yeah.
His father called him. Oh, so-and-so is here. He couldn't believe it. He couldn't believe it. Oh, she was just
at my
house.
You thought she was going to be home boo-hooing, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah! Surprise, surprise!
Yep.
Man, you should have seen me.
Gonna be in a slump, but slumped him.
I was stepping around in circles to R. Kelly. I was trying to Dutchy Vine. What was it?
How was that?
Well, when I tell you, but in my heart, I was just like, oh my, because I seen like some of the people.
I seen some of their pictures.
Yes, I seen some of the pictures on the phone, and I seen some of the people, and they knew
at
about
the place.
Me. Yes.
Wow.
And they knew about me, and they knew about me. They knew we were together, but they were older women. They didn't care. It was like, you know what? Oh, she's a young girl. This, that, and the other. She don't know nothing. So I said, okay. You should have seen me. I showed them this young girl.
All right.
I had the moves. Let me tell you. I was all over that dance floor, me and my sisters. I was like, yeah, party over here.
Yeah. Ain't it over there.
That's right. And when he saw me, can I talk to you? Nope.
Mm-mm.
No, thank you.
Mm-mm. Wow. Wow.
No.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. And them brothers was looking at me like, what is going on? Because, see, they were nations. I was an Eastern Star. They was looking at me like, oh, she's up for grabs. I said, I'll never be an Eastern Star again. I'll come and support my sisters. But I had one, and that was it. So done. Mm-mm.
Wow.
So now when
you had to hold your head up straight.
I say, praise the Lord.
With a pointer finger up in the air, praise the Lord.
I say, God is good.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Look, what happens in the dark always comes to the light, and I praise the Lord, and God let me see it. And when God gave me that full, like, boom, right in your face, I would have been a fool to stay.
Wow.
I would have been a fool to stay. So that's why I say, like, is it okay to check it randomly? Because I didn't check it randomly. It literally rung. Like, I prayed, oh, my God, something ain't right. Please give me a sign. Show me something. You know, and God showed me. When that phone started ringing and he wasn't there,
Yeah, it was meant for it to happen like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
it
nothing in the way.
It felt great. It felt great.
So. Wow.
Okay, so I have another question before we go, guys. Ready?
Okay.
Would you guys go to the Justice of Peace to get married?
Sure.
Yes.
Yep.
If the finances ain't right, I sure would.
No, not even if the finances isn't right. Like, just would you do it? Like, say, let's just say you had a lot of money, and you had money to have a big wedding, but you just didn't want it. You didn't want a big wedding. Would you go to the Justice of Peace?
I sure would. Yeah, I would. I still would go.
Yeah.
I would have a big reception, though.
Exactly.
Yeah. Or a nice honeymoon.
Hand it out at the reception, but
I'm not going.
A nice honeymoon, because you know how much money you spend in 4 hours for a wedding?
I'm not going. I'm having a wedding. I'm not getting married.
You want a big wedding, Kia?
Oh, yes, I am, yes. I'm not going to the peace.
And what about you guys? Would you guys go for the Justice of Peace, or do you want a big wedding?
Yeah.
I'll go to the Justice of Peace.
Okay.
I'll have a nice honeymoon and put it down on something, a house or something.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have a nice reception.
I think I have a nice reception, but I mean,
Yeah.
I would go.
But, I mean, that makes sense, too, Barry, what you said. I mean.
I mean, that's a lot of money just on a few hours. You got to think. I know it's once in a lifetime, but.
Well, that's you, but if you're the, I'm the youngest, so you best believe I am. I'm always going to love this. So I'm going to have one.
Was you a diamond in the rough?
I'll would definitely be in a financial situation where I can buy. You know what? Don't ask
exactly.
me. I'm telling you right now because my mouth has no filter on it. I mean, I hurt your feelings.
All right.
We know, Kia. So you're the baby. So you're the baby, and you would definitely have a you want a big
wedding. Of course, I'm going to have a wedding.
See, I don't know. I'm torn because I'm playing Jane.
But you know what, Lavina? Some people, I'm going to a wedding. They get married on Thursday. This is the first time I went to a Thursday wedding on the 17th. I'm going to a Thursday wedding. I'm trying to figure out I'm going to a Thursday wedding. But my cousin is getting married Thursday. He's getting married Thursday. He's the groom. And the wedding is Thursday, the 17th. I'm thinking the wedding is Saturday. My husband knows it's Thursday. I'm like, Thursday?
It must be a special day for them, the date.
Well, I guess it must
be cheaper. Mm-hmm.
And then my
other cousin,
they're getting married. I forgot we didn't get married. Nobody's really going to the wedding, but they have a reception like a week later.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, so family members could plan a vacation to come this way for the wedding. I'm like, wow, yes, that's what they're doing. Thursday wedding, and they're getting married, and they're going to have a reception a week later.
Okay.
Wow.
Now you think that's because, like, it's something that, like, they wanted to do or it's cost-effective? Because I know, like, the Thursday and the Friday's wedding is a lot cheaper than the Saturday's wedding.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's because they bought a they just bought a house, like, I want to say 6 months ago. Yeah, about 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that took play the part.
That's
you know, with like that, but which is fine. But my situation is a little different. I always, you know, I am the, you know. So my mother is gonna, you know, she wants this. She's gonna be happy for this because that's what I want. I don't know if you want the Justice of Peace. You can go to the Justice of Peace. If you want me to come here and be the witness, I'll come. But I'm not having one at the Justice of Peace.
Yeah,
I'm the baby.
See, I'm the baby, and like my sister got married, my brother didn't get married yet, and I'm the youngest. And I'm plain Jane. Like, I don't really, I feel like I don't have to have a big wedding. And then it's like, I always say, wow, do I even know enough people, you know? And then Rich is like, Rich has a very big family, so he wants to have a big wedding, you know? And I'm like, okay, you know, but he's like, I want you to have a big wedding. Like, I'm giving you a big wedding. This is what we're going to do. And I'm more like, well, babe, we can go to the Justice of Peace, and I'll be just as happy. You know, and he's like, no.
Right.
Like, no.
That big family, get that big family. Everybody, I'm like this. You ain't going to fight all your cousins to the wedding. I'm not fighting all my cousins to the wedding. Half of them, I don't like them. Why would I fight them to the wedding?
Wow.
See, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to invite people
sense.
I don't like.
Exactly. No. And that includes family members. You don't see them all the time. Why would I fight them to the wedding?
Right. And you know,
So don't think about it because you got a small family. So what? A lot of people ain't
going
to get an invitation. And you know what
I mean?
They will be all right. They'll be all right after that. They may not speak to you. They may not speak to you for a while, but, you know, they'll still be all
right. Right. Okay. I get it. Okay. All right. What about
you?
If you want to go to the Justice of Peace,
go to the Justice of Peace and then have a reception later. You can do that. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm going to one like I said, 2 weeks after this one next Thursday. I'm going to one like that. They get married somewhere. I don't know where they get married at, but then they're having a big wedding reception.
Okay.
And everybody's not going to the wedding. You know how it is. Everybody, did you get a wedding to Sean's wedding? I'm like, well, did you, why are you calling my ass? Did I get one? My mom's ain't coming in the mail. Did you not say get one then? Everybody else got this? That's not so. I'm telling you, my family's a trip. I'm like, you, but you ain't getting
what
you ain't coming.
That's
how it is. Wow. Okay. People are not going to invite in paper plates. Don't place the expensive. You know who's going to invite you because that's my mother's sister. Okay, I think that matters. You got to invite your first cousin. You ain't got to say nothing at the wedding. You can invite them. But those third and fourth cousins.
Why you got to invite the first cousin, Kia?
I'm telling you right now, I would hear my mother's mouth if I didn't invite none of my first, because three of them I could, like, leave off the list, but I would hear my mother's mouth about not putting them on the list. They ain't in my wedding.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Hmm. Lavina, please. I'm telling you right now, I'm already going to hear that list. My turn, my mother already going to be my behind about who's on that list and who I'm not putting on the list.
Okay.
But my thing is, if you don't want certain bridesmaids, take like my cousin. If you had a tattoo, she wasn't letting you in the wedding. Oh, I'll probably find
you. What? Really?
How you got offended because of the way the dress was? My cousin and her not speaking because of that. I said, how you get mad because she didn't put to the whole wedding? You had a tattoo, which she didn't want to be at, so you know, they not speaking because of that.
Okay, but not defending her. Okay.
Why?
Not defending her in any kind of way. But have you guys seen how the tattoo looks? In a dress.
Awful.
I'm being
awful.
Serious. In a,
awful.
Oh, my God. It looks
awful.
Terrible.
I agree with this cousin. I really do agree with my cousin. Why should you have on this nice dress and you got this big eagle tattoo on your shoulder? Where you going?
Ew.
The eagle. You from the eagle.
I mean, but I
now
think that's why they should
not
change the dresses. Yeah, I think like somebody should switch up on the dresses. I have a shawl on it because I think that some of the tattoos are a bit much when it comes down to taking pictures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Not defending her, just saying it does look kind of gross, some of the tattoos.
She got a little small flower or whatever. She had a big eagle on her shoulder, on her arm.
An eagle?
Yeah, like a big eagle. I don't even know what it is. It looks big to me.
What about a picture that was supposed to be a panther that's now a panther?
What is it, a mouther?
What about that?
My thing is, I don't think people should get offended if you don't put them in a wedding, if you don't get invited, because weddings are expensive, and you got to pay for these. So you're trying to like, gotta go through certain things. So you should. I always tell my cousin, if you ain't getting invited, just look at this. You ain't got to buy them no gift. For what?
Okay.
You don't have to buy them
okay,
a
but
gift.
Do you believe that if you go to a wedding, you have to bring a gift?
Well,
no. No.
Bring what?
A gift. You got to bring a gift or something. Do you think
so
or no?
No, you don't. If I ain't got it to give, I ain't bringing jack.
Oh my gosh!
See, I would already spot you out about. I would always spot you out about coming to other family functions and you not bringing nothing. I would like, don't put you on the list. Don't bring no gift. You're supposed to invite her.
Yes, I thought you're supposed to be able to like give like a gift. You know, pretty much like, okay, the place is like $50. Like, you want to be able to give something, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Right. $50.
Oh, my goodness. Like, the price of the plate. Don't they say that? The price of the plate
that's,
or something?
That's
what they say, yeah.
That is exactly right. Like, you're giving back the plate
you,
up there. Yep.
You know who not to invite your wedding, right?
Right.
Oh, that's so cool.
You sure you
want
to invite
Steve?
Did she bring anything to the last party?
So,
right, huh?
Oh, that's
so funny.
Get your invitation, girl.
That's why I'll be in New York on Friday.
Oh. You know what? Y'all so crazy. Somebody's phone got a little echo or something in there.
Well, unfortunately, guys, That's right, y'all better tell me like 2 years in advance about a gift.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God. See? Really? Yeah,
I hope you got the memo about PC your wedding.
I'm telling you right now, when you create a plan, you got to be able to sit down and not think about, well, whose feelings going to get the top, whose feelings going to get who's stuck, because this is your day. I'm praying that my two cousins did not speak it because of this situation. And it's like, but this is her day. That's how she wanted her wedding. She didn't want the dresses and the text. She didn't want that. So you can't get mad at her.
No.
You know,
exactly.
No. Mm-mm. But when you're the bride and you want something a certain way, that's what you want. That's your preference.
That's right.
So anybody else can give an input, but you have to fight it. Okay. I mean,
that's
you know,
right.
Stuff like
right.
that.
That's right. That's
but
right.
you can't, you know, I mean, you may have people that you want to, you know, like I said, those first cousins you're going to have, but they're going to, someone's going to have to get a pass because, you know, your mother's going to have to make them, you know, say you invite them. But that third and fourth cousins, you ain't got to invite them. I ain't fighting half those
mm-hmm.
people. I really don't focus a lot of those people. Why would
well,
I invite them there?
Unfortunately, Dons and Divas, it's about that time.
Oh.
And I know. But this is the time that we go around the table, let everybody have their final say. And Rachel, I'm turning it over to you for now.
All right. Anyone have any final thoughts about the show that they'd like to talk about or say really quick while we go around the table? Jamil, El Shabazz, are you? Pardon me? I said some interesting topics today, but everything, you know, some food for thought, especially on the wedding one and whatever. But that wedding one, because this is starting to be a big issue now about weddings, about who's not getting invited.
Mm-hmm.
That was a good topic, bringing that up, because this definitely can lead people not speaking to each other
mm-hmm.
because you're not in the wedding. And it's like, sit yourself down. So what? Would anyone else like to leave any finishing comments on tonight's topics in the show?
Yeah, it was a great show again, putting input, and I like to meet one of them people to send you those mails, though. I like to do that. And Andrew Parker, if he was listening, I'm sorry.
Oh my God. Oh, God, I can't. I'm in advance.
I'm on it now.
Too late to say sorry now, buddy. You already
yes.
did.
Yes. Oh, God. Anyone else? I'll go.
Hi.
Yeah, I'll go. My final thought is, happy anniversary, babe, of course. Happy anniversary. Thank you. It's about time to start, you know, planning for the wedding, since hubby wants a big wedding. You know, it's about time to start putting the list and all that stuff together. Yeah. So, yeah. So we're going to have to start
Make
doing
sure
that. But Yeah, okay.
you better wait, because she ain't bringing no kids. You gotta recoup some of that money back.
I truly enjoyed the topic, and it's great. You guys had so many topics tonight, and I loved it though. I loved it, you know, trying to keep up with all the topics and giving feedback on all of them. I did enjoy it. I thank you guys
thank you.
For letting me, you know, ask my couple of questions I had. Of course, the most important, you know, one to me was about the wedding, but I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
that was the most important one to me that I picked, you know.
Right.
But I'm thankful. I enjoyed you guys, and of course, like always, a wonderful show. And
thank
I look forward
you,
to hanging
you.
Out with you guys.
Thank you. Gilda, did you have something you want to say?
Yes. I just
okay.
want to say it's so easy to look at a book and read the lines, for those of us who know how to read. But what's more important, we need to learn to see what's not being said.
Right.
We spoke about this, a man who may be, you know, running around with all these different women. I brought up the fact that maybe he was molested as a child,
right.
and he had to prove to himself that he's a man. A woman, the same thing. She's lost. She's with women. She's with men. She's promiscuous. She's this. Let's learn to look but not judge.
That's true.
I enjoy all of you. And I'll try to, you know, come back in more often.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
All right, Diva Ray.
Yeah. All right now. First and foremost, I must thank the Most High, for if there were no higher, there would be no us. So I must give thanks to God. Our CEO and our executive, we love y'all. Happy anniversary and a blessed many more. GQ Palace, the whole GQ Palace, all of our other hosts and the whole family, all of our callers and listeners, tonight's callers and listeners, thanks, Cousin Jamil, El Shabazz, Gilda, Sweet Daddy Barry, Kenny G, the Lonely Hearts Club, Kia, Miss Lavina, our executive, and all the listeners. We want to thank you all. And, of course, my fellow divas, Angie and T. Angie, we miss you. Come on back now. Miss Diva T, I love you. I'm passing the mic,
Diva.
Love
you, too. All right. Of course, you know, like Rachel said, you know, thank you God first. And as far as the GQ mail, I mean, the Diva mail or whatever you want to talk about, we do have a email that you can also send mail to, which is GEEQUE002@gmail.com. Attention, Lavina Polite. That's GQ002@gmail.com. That's where you can also send it. Or you can also send to any one of us divas if you're friends with us. If not, like I said, send it to the email, the Gmail. And we have come to the end of the show. Always thanking our callers, listeners, and most of all, God. Tune in next week, same time, same place. GQ Palace is doing big things. 8 different shows, 11 different hosts. Thursdays, Reality and Relationships with your hosts, KL and Tiffany Belvin, from 8 to 10. Friday, Love and Entertainment with our very own host, CEO host, Rich Money, from 6 to 9. Sunday, Spiritual Sunday with our host, our executive producer, Lavina Polite, from 7 to 9. Immediately following her is Crossroad Temple, with your host, Timmy Scribby Hunter, from 9 to 10. On Mondays, UAR Unsigned Artist Radio, the host varies from 8 to 9. Immediately following that, Love, Life, and Loyalty with your host, Deanne Lane, from 9 to 11. Tuesdays, we have GPS Sports, the host, the mayor, from 8 to 10. Wednesday, you're back here with us, Love Fantasy, from 8 to 10 with the Diva Squad, myself, Rachel, and Angie. With that being said, I want to wish everyone a blessed rest of the week. Stay cool, stay hydrated, and we out of here.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Union, baby. Remake.
Union. You know. Red. How can I describe the feeling that I get when I stare deep into your eyes? When you're gone, I am sick, baby, what would you prescribe? Your presence alone is penicillin. Anticipating till you come home to give me healing. I laugh as I sit reminiscing on all the kind things that you do. Your intentions from the random back rub to the hours that you put in when you're standing in the kitchen. There's so much more to mention. Your style plus your smile is incredible. And all your sweet ways makes you edible. And you ain't sweating all these niggas trying to get at you. I can't lie, girl, sometimes I want a better view. You make a nigga want to marry you. No joke, ma, I wouldn't Jim Carrey you. You got me locked, ma, I'm caged in. Lost in your love, girl, you are that amazing.
Oh, baby girl, you hear my words. Just know that they coming straight from my heart.
divine with you. Profound in this love, once again it's true.
Like ocean water, beach sand. Fuck what he, she saying. We plan on ignoring all the rumors, wish it could've happened sooner. You brighten up my day without your voice, it is Luna. The only girl I'd ever consider having my junior. And the daughter be as pretty as a mama is. All day I'm thinking about you, that's what my problem is. But whatever the problem, you help the situation. Never get sick of my ways with your consistent patience. And never mind these commentators that insist on hating. You don't even carry the center basic. The air love song I write, I swear you my thing. Lord, you even through my mistakes, for that you my queen. I'm your king to the days end in these days. I shall remind you, baby, you amazing.
I pray for a woman just like you.